One victim on board Pan Am Flight 103 was Theodora Cohen. She was 20 years old when Flight 103 was blown up by a bomb over Lockerbie, Scotland. Her parents, Dan and Susan Cohen, live in New Jersey. Mrs. Cohen told us about her daughter, Theo, earlier today.
Well, Theo was very animated, full of life. She wanted to be an actress and singer. She had a beautiful soprano voice. She was studying at the theater department at Syracuse University. She was just somebody young who deserved to live. The thought that she has been dead now for 20 years, her birthday is the 10th of September, and to think that she has been gone as long as she was here, that she missed so much. I mean, to think of someone jumping from 20 to 40, she'd be 40, is incomprehensible.
And now, almost 20 years later, since the terrorist attack on Flight 103, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is in Libya today. She's meeting with Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. How do you feel about this visit?
I think this is appalling. I think this is dishonorable. I mean, she would never meet with me. We've tried to get meetings with her, some of the families. She'll meet with the killer of my daughter. Now, you have to understand, Muammar Gaddafi has not changed. A few days ago, his son was quoted on BBC claiming that the families were people who had sold their children's blood for money. They were greedy, and I want to make very clear that I was not part of this segment of the money thing that went on.
You and your husband chose not to accept the money.
No, we accepted the UN sanctions money because it was straightforward, no strings attached. And so his son said, was saying terrible things about the family.
Mrs. Cohen, many critics of the Bush administration would say that in its perhaps often inept approach to state sponsors of terrorism, Libya is one of its rare success stories, that Muammar Gaddafi has given up his programs of developing weapons of mass destruction and renounced support of international terrorism.
Well, that is, he had very little real program. That was a fig leaf. They were trying very hard to get past Pan Am 103, so they did this. Gaddafi has done many bad things. He is a terrorist. Believe me, this is about oil and money, and this is about deals and profits for oil companies.
Would it ever be acceptable for you, for a U.S. administration, to get closer to Libya under Gaddafi?
No. And to say that is a little bit like saying, well, Hitler was pretty bad to the Jews, but, maybe we should just make friends with him. We have a lot to gain by that. It has echoes of that. The point is that this is absolutely no way for a major power to behave. For 20 years, we've had nothing. They had no airline security at that time, and we fought for that, and we didn't get it till 9/11. And here we are again with this building up of a terrorist. Why don't we just embrace all the terrorists of the world? That is no solution.
Mrs. Cohen, let me ask you maybe a philosophical question. Don't you think there has to be allowed to be some kind of evolution in the outlook of the world's leaders? Otherwise, this planet remains in the same lot it's always been in.
Well, it depends how you define evolution. You are talking now about the blowing up of an American plane. And there was a time in this country when I really think America would not have sat for that. Look at what Muammar Gaddafi is. I am sitting here today, 20 years later, with my life destroyed. My daughter gone.
Susan Cohen and her husband Dan lost their only child, Theodora, 20 years ago this December. Susan, thank you very much for speaking with us. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.